This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Gimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa expands cabinet to 19 new ministers added. Provision of filing candidacy by a person in two constituencies for House of Representatives elections annulled. Elected representatives in local bodies to submit property details compulsorily, and 26 Afghan soldiers killed in Taliban attack in Kandahar. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has expanded the Council of Ministers for the second time. The new ministerial appointees from Nepali Congress are Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Yagya Bahadur Thapa, Minister for Irrigation Sanjay Gautam, Minister for Agricultural Development Ram Krishna Yadav, Minister for Youth and Sports Rajendra Kumar KC, Minister for Defence Bhim Das Pradhan, Minister for Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Ambika Basnet, Minister for Information and Communications Mohan Bahadur Basnet, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Bir Bahadur Balyar, Minister for Commerce Min Bahadur Bishwakarma, and Minister for Water Supply and Sanitation Mahendra Yadav. Similarly, the new ministers from CPN Maoist Centre are Minister for Health Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, Minister for General Administration Tegh Bahadur Bastet, Minister for Supply Siva Kumar Mandal, Minister for Energy Mahendra Bahadur Shahi, Minister for Women, Children and Social Welfare Asa Koirala, and Minister for Livestock Santa Kumar Tharu. Meanwhile, from the Nepal Loktantrik Forum, the new ministers are Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jitendra Dev and Minister for Land Reform and Management Gopal Dahit. Also, Mithila Chowdhury of CPN United has been made the Minister for Population and Environment. The Prime Minister has kept the portfolios of the Ministry of Industry and the Ministry of Forest, the Ministry of Science and the Ministry of Peace and Reconstruction to himself. President Bidyadevi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers at a special ceremony held at the office of the President at Sital Niwas yesterday. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa was also present on the occasion. Also present on the occasion were the Chief Justice Gopal Parajuli, Speaker Ansari Gharti, the three Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, the Chiefs of Constitutional Bodies, Chiefs of Security Bodies, Lawmakers and Government's High Officials. Of the new ministers, 10 are from Nepali Congress, 6 from CPN Maoist Centre, 2 from Nepal Loktantrik Forum and 1 from CPN United. A bill relating to the election of Member of House of Representatives has removed the provision of one candidate contesting from more than one constituency. The bill that is under consideration in the Legislature Parliament has put such old practice to an end. The Article 14 of the bill has barred a person to contest from more than one constituency in the election to be held under the first-past-the-post election system. The provision will be applicable in the proportional representation system as well. The practice has been brought into place as previously top leaders of political parties were found contesting from more than one constituency with an aim to win at least one constituency in the election. Such candidate had to give up one seat in case they won the election from both constituencies to pave the way for the Election Commission to hold a fresh election there. Likewise, a candidate in the race for the first-past-the-post election will not be eligible to be included in the closed list of proportional nominees. Similarly, one candidate is not allowed to be included in the proportional representation name list from more than one political parties. The bill has proposed that the age of candidates should be above 25 years at the time of registration of candidacy and the presentation of the closed name list under the proportional system. The government has presented the bill to hold all levels of elections, local, provincial and federal, within the stipulated time frame. The bill also provisions that the concerned election commission will hold re-elections by cancelling ongoing or recently held election results if the polling station is captured or ballot papers are found destroyed in course of vote count. As per the constitution of the total 275 members of the House of Representatives, 165 are elected from the first-past-the-post system, while the remaining 110 from the proportional representation. Meanwhile, the government has formed a constituency delimitation commission to determine election constituencies. The commission has been asked to submit the report within 45 days. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो जीएसएम डाटा प्याक।
100 रुपियाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा।
ओहो, कति सस्तो! 200 रुपियाँमा त 850 MB। साँच्चै सस्तो!
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ। 300 रुपियाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस्, इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्।
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस्, लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415।
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8M News Bulletin. On to more news now. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Education Gopal Man Shrestha said that the Nepal-India relation is being looked at as an international concern in recent times. Nepal-India during a program, Nepal-India Relations in Changed Context, organized by the Center for Nepal and Asian Studies and Political Science Study Association yesterday. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the two countries have strong and cordial relations due to economic and social affinities and mutual goodwill. He said Nepal has attached high importance to the bilateral dynamic relations. Lauding India's perpetual support to the development of physical infrastructure and socio-economic advancements, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said India should play a positive role to reduce growing trade deficit to Nepal in the present context. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said in order to further strengthen the multifaceted relations, the recommendations of the objective study carried out by research institutions should be taken into account. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Sanjeev Singh Puri said the bilateral relations between Nepal and India has been ever special and India has accorded due respect to this relation. Home Minister Jonardhan Sharma has said the security forces have been reaching places affected by landslide and floods within 30 minutes of the disaster. He said this change has come after the formulation of necessary policies. During a meeting of the State Affairs Committee under the Legislature Parliament, Home Minister Sharma said government has also been proactive to ensure proper arrangements for the security mechanism to reach places facing natural disasters with rescue and relief within half an hour. Similarly, he said efforts are underway to launch awareness program under the leadership of people's representatives to prevent violence against women. Sharma said the ministry has given directive to the subordinate to mobilize a high-level probe team, including the technical human resources from the central level, to investigate the recent death of 3 girl child in Bhojpur district. Minister Sharma was putting forth this view during the discussion on the bill relating to control of torture, cruel, inhumane and degrading behavior 2073. He further said, as the incidents of torture are against the norms of a democratic society, the bill will encompass the behavior of all citizens irrespective of their positions. The National Vigilance Centre has directed the elected local representatives to submit their property details within 60 days of their election through the Ministry of Federal Affairs and Local Development. The local representatives who have been directed to do so include elected representatives including Mayor and Deputy Mayor of Metropolitan and Sub-Metropolitan Cities, Municipalities and Chiefs of Rural Municipalities. The deadline for the representatives to provide their property detail is by the second week of June. Spokesperson for the ministry, Rudra Singh Tamang, said the details of property of elected local representatives are being collected. Clause 5 of the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 requires public service job holders to submit property details in their or family members' name along with sources. Within 60 days of assuming the office or thereafter, within 60 days of the completion of each fiscal year. In case of a failure to do so within the given time, the concerned body or official will launch investigation into the property in the person's or family member's name. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international update now. Taliban fighters have killed at least 26 Afghan soldiers in an attack on their base near the key southern city of Kandahar. Afghan intelligence sources had earlier told media that more than 40 soldiers were killed. The Taliban say they killed more than 70 soldiers and captured 7 in the fighting. The Defense Ministry's statement, meanwhile, said Afghan troops bravely resisted the attack and killed or injured about 80 insurgents. However, a BBC report states there is no independent verification of either claim. U.S. President Donald Trump says transgender people cannot serve in any capacity in the military. The Obama administration decided last year to allow transgender people to serve openly in the military. President Trump tweeted, citing military sources that he had consulted with military experts and cited tremendous medical cost and disruption, but the measure will not go into effect immediately, as spokesperson Sarah Sanders told reporters at a White House press briefing. The implementation policy has to be worked out, she said, when asked if troops on battlefields would be immediately sent back to United States. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the western region and at a few places of the eastern and central regions. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 28 degrees Celsius, minimum of 19.8, relative humidity 94%. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sharbat Dewa expands cabinet, 19 new ministers added. Provision of filing candidacy by a person in two constituencies for House of Representatives election annulled. Elected representatives in local bodies to submit property details compulsorily, and 26 Afghan soldiers killed in Taliban attack in Kandahar. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.